Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show, coming to you live, commercial-free from my super-secret Batcave. Folks, we're back in the middle of greatness. Tons to get through today. We're going to go through, at least Raw and NXT. And then next week, we have a gigantic show, because we are going to be previewing both the Great American Bash and this one just snuck up on me. I'm like, whoa, it's like right here. It's SummerSlam in Detroit Rock City. Man, I am geeked as all get out. So we will do those two shows, preview those two shows next week. So, before we do anything, thank you for coming on in. If you are new, or if you've been here before, come on in. Kick your feet up. Get something cool to drink. It is scorching for the umpteenth time in the cave. Oh, my gosh. But, you know what? We persevere, and this is your one-stop shop for everything WWE. Very grateful to be here. Grateful to everybody around the world. I am in 32 countries. My word, that is insane. If you want to pass this along so we can keep growing the show, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your coworkers, and let's just keep this thing growing. Right, so no excuses here. Music is just being weird for some odd reason, but that's okay. We will try again next week. Try to get that all figured out. But this is the introduction, and I talk about either just something in general in wrestling or something that's going on with my life, and then we do the main event, where we either preview or review a show. We've got the Dark Side of the Ring episode with the Junkyard Dog today, and then I do some thank yous in closing. So that is essentially the show. So, as far as the stuff that's going on in my life, and I'm super geeked about this. Oh my gosh, I am super, super, super geeked about this. I am, as of Monday, I will be working for the University of Arizona. I am mind blown about that. That is amazing that I am going to be working for the U of A, and so grateful for that opportunity. So we will go from there. I do not know what my schedule will be looking like going forward. But I will do my utmost best to keep this thing going, because I love doing the show. I really do. So that is the exciting news from me for the week. So I'll go from there. Right. So let's go straightway into the main event. And in this week's main event, we start off with Monday Night Raw. So, Atlanta, this was in Atlanta, and, so Cody Rhodes comes out, and, you know, he said, Atlanta. And I'm like, oh no, here it comes. Oh no, here it comes. But then I thought, you know what? You're in your hometown. I will let you have this. I'll let you have this. He did the whole, what do you want to talk about? And it was, that was cool. That was cool. He called out Brock Lesnar. He promoted his match for, he tried to ask for a match at SummerSlam. Brock Lesnar didn't come out initially, and then Cody went back up the rampway. He goes back through the curtains, and then all you hear is whack, and then a chair gets thrown out of the entrance, and Brock Lesnar carries out Cody Rhodes, just starts destroying him with chair shots. I'm thinking, you're Brock Lesnar. Why do you need a steel chair? I don't understand that. But, so yeah. And then, you know, Brock put Cody Rhodes in the Kimura lock a couple times. So, yeah, we'll see what happens at SummerSlam. Then we had Matt Riddle versus, now, it's Gunther. I understand it's Gunther, but I will always call him Walter. Okay. So Matt Riddle versus Walter. Riddle really did take it to Walter. You know, he was trying to ground Walter. He was trying to be, you know, more physical with the guy. But, I mean, Walter's a machine. The guy is just a flat-out machine. And he took out Matt Riddle relatively quickly. So, I thought that was really cool. Judgment Day comes out. Now, this was before NXT. So, just bear in mind. So, you had Judgment Day come out, and, you know, they were saying, oh, we're the most dominant force, you know, in the company, and which they're not wrong. With the demise of the Bloodline, it's Judgment Day's world that we're living in now. So you had those four, and then out comes Cozy, a.k.a. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. They got into a, you know, promo battle, setting up a championship match for the end of the show. Next up, Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville versus Raquel Rodriguez, Liv Morgan for the Women's Tag Team Championships. Now, before this happened, Chelsea and Sonya took it to Raquel. And I don't know if she really was injured, but, I mean, said she was injured, you know, the whole bit. But Raquel comes out, and Liv comes out as well, it was actually a really decent match. It was a really, really good match. The problem, though, was that Raquel got knocked out of the match relatively quickly. And then Liv Morgan was there to try to fight back. But, alas, did not happen, and we have, new women's tag team champions. I mean, it feels like I say that every single week. It's you might as well call those titles the 24/7 titles, because it's just, I hope that they get stabilized. there's so many people on social media, various wrestling news sites saying, we want those titles to be stabilized. And I'm like, yes, I want to see those titles stabilized. Sonya Deville, God bless her. I think she has more than earned a championship in WWE. Chelsea Green, again, she was snake bitten by injuries, but she has come out of it, and they are the new women's tag team champions. Please, WWE, stabilize those titles. You've got a bunch of women in the back that aren't doing anything. Okay, that's not a knock. I'm just saying you got a lot of women in the back that are doing nothing. So if you are not going to have them, do something, pair them up. Really pair them up. Give them some cool music. Give them, a cool name. And let's start building up the women's tag team division. Heck, let's build up the tag team division just as a whole. Just crazy idea. Ronda and Shayna in a promo battle. That was really epic. Shayna comes out. And she came out. She pretty much told Ronda Rousey, off. She's like, I gave you this opportunity. You came through the back door. You didn't earn your dues, blah, blah, blah. Which is all true. It's all true. And Rhonda admitted to that. She's like, hey, I'm not going to go through developmental. I'm not going to try to earn my way up here when I'm the biggest combat star, combat action star on this planet. Might want to talk to Brock on that one. But she was right. I mean, both were right. Ronda Rousey's like, no, I'm the bigger star here. I did some things that you didn't even do. I ran MMA. You just kind of hung on. Which, again, she's not wrong. So, again, both people were right. So this will lead to just a heck of a match at SummerSlam. There are rumors, and I hate to spread rumors, but there are rumors that this may be Ronda Rousey's last match in WWE. We've said that for a number of years now, but this might be her last hurrah in WWE. We'll see. I hope not. You had Becky and Zoe and Trish on Miz TV. Pretty standard fare. Judgment Day versus Cozy. It was very physical. Cozy picks up the win. And so, yeah, there's that. Finally, NXT, you've got Ilya Dragunov and Carmelo face off in the ring. I dug that goatee on Ilya. It looks good on him. It's just, the suit, the whole look, it's just, ugh, it's so good. So, got that match coming up potentially at the Great American Bash. Nathan Frazier. There we go. Nathan Frazier and Dragon Lee versus Angel and Umberto. It was fast paced, but Nathan and Dragon Lee pick up the win. Tony D'Angelo is back, and everybody, myself included, I was excited to see him back, and I'm glad that they recapped what happened between Tony D, Stax, Gallus, the whole prison thing. It was really convincing. It was really convincing. It told a good story. It was really cool. You had Baron Corbin come out and essentially say, you know, again, I'm done with the gimmicks. I'm ready to face my future. And I am really excited. I'm honestly excited for Baron Corbin. I really hope that he recaptures the magic that he had when he first came to NXT all those years back. So we'll see what happens with that. Blair Davenport and Roxy Perez were going back and forth, interview backstage. And then finally we had Dominic Mysterio versus Wes Lee for the North American Championship. And Dom was actually really in control of this match, which was very surprising. He kept up the pressure on Wes Lee, and yes, there was some interference by Judgment Day, but we have a brand new North American champion, Dominic Mysterio. Okay, yep, that'll work. That'll work. Right, like I said, I wish I would have seen SmackDown from last night. The only thing that I know of to that point is Jey Uso formally challenging Roman Reigns for the Undisputed Universal Championship at SummerSlam. That is going to be epic. Absolutely epic. Now, one last thing before we go to Dark Side of the Ring, which is a lot of people, myself included, a lot of people on social media, on YouTube, various other places, keep saying, what about LA Knight? What about LA Knight? LA Knight deserves to be a champion. And I'm like, yes, he does. And he says much when they were recently at Madison Square Garden, saying, I'm going to be a champion. Don't worry, I'm going to be a champion. And I'm like, okay, all right. But over the last day or so, heard that they're going to kind of pump the brakes on LA Knight until after SummerSlam and then give him his formal push. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, okay, he was over like Rover before WrestleMania. He made it very clear saying, you can't have an LA WrestleMania without LA Knight. You couldn't, really. He did show up, at NXT Stand Deliver, which is fine, which is good, which is okay. But he goes out, and then he's like, okay, well, sorry, we're not going to push you. And then Money in the Bank, and everybody, including myself, everybody thought, this guy is going to win Money in the Bank. It is his for the taking. But unfortunately, I called it. I was like, there's no way that this is going to happen. I mean, Cardiff, we didn't get what we wanted. Los Angeles, we didn't get what we wanted. Now London, we didn't get what we wanted. So, you know, I don't know. I'm hoping that they will make do and make good on LA Knight, but we'll see. Right. So that's the main event. Dark Side of the Ring this week, talking about the Junkyard Dog, Sylvester Ritter. My gosh. You want to talk about a really powerful force for good, for change in the, you know, mid to late 1970s in Louisiana. And then he had a very brief run in WWE. You know, it was only like three or four years maybe in WWE. And then he pretty much got lost in the shuffle. Went to, you know, all these independent promotions. Never really got off, you know, like a lot of people were hoping that, you know, he would have. This was the idea of, and this happens today. WWE has the money. They sign the talent so that AEW or New Japan or AAA or fill in the blank doesn't get that talent. So then they give the talent and they're like, we don't know what to do with you. And so they just either kind of string them along for 3 years, 5 years, whatever, or maybe they give them, you know, a bit of a push at, you know, at first, and then they just kind of, it just gets lost in a shuffle. Allegedly, Junkyard Dog did not want to leave Mid-South Wrestling, but he overheard Bill Watts, in a bathroom, and Bill Watts, and I'm not gonna use the word, but again, allegedly, Bill Watts said that N-word ain't going nowhere, and Doug's like, screw you. Walked out, took the deal for WWE, and he was at the first WrestleMania, and, you know, just absolutely, I mean, he was an attraction. But again, he wasn't really prioritized. What they were saying was that Vince McMahon Sr., right, was really good about diversity, saying, okay, we need a prominent black wrestler, we need a prominent Pacific Islander, Samoan, group. We need, prominent, Hispanic, Latino, Italian, you know, so it was this really cool mix of, you know, we need something for everybody. Vince Jr. takes over, all of a sudden, it's like, diversity? What diversity? And it was the age of Hogan, it was the era of Hulk Hogan, and that was it. That was how that went down. So, to me, I look at it, and I think, okay, well, they should have given Junkyard Dog, a championship, should have let him have the Intercontinental Championship for a while, maybe put him in a tag team, something. Did not work. Unfortunately, the other side of the coin is that Junkyard Dog was addicted to cocaine, was addicted to just all sorts of things, and it was really sad. And it was cool. It was a little surreal, but it was something hearing Jake the Snake Roberts, who, I mean, he's had his very publicized battles with addiction. But he, Jake Roberts was saying, this is what happened with Dog, and he was one of my best friends, and, it's just kind of like, what the heck? And so, I don't know, could Junkyard Dog, had he, could Junkyard Dog had, been a big star? Yes. Could he have been a big star? Yes. I really believe. I think he could have. I think it was a purposeful decision not to really push the guy like Bill Watts did. And so, I don't know. It was really, really, really sad to, to see that, that whole thing. But you know what? Junkyard Dog, man, he was the guy in Louisiana. He was the guy in Mid-South. And so, really, really, glad to see that they did something about him. And, so yeah. So that's, Dark Side of the Ring. So, that essentially is the show for this week. Again, next week, I will be, previewing both, the Great American Bash and SummerSlam. So you do not want to miss that. Grateful to everybody that listens to the show on a weekly basis. Grateful to everybody around the world. Again, I'm in 32 countries. I would love by next WrestleMania, by WrestleMania 40, I would love to be able to say I'm in at least 50 countries. That would be insane. That would be insane. I have an idea that I'm working on. Not gonna unveil it just yet. Not gonna unveil it just yet, but I do have an idea to help potentially boost the idea of the show globally. So it'll be a while. It'll be a minute, as the kids say, but yeah, that's pretty much how that goes. So I'm grateful that everybody listens to the show. Grateful to everybody over at OneStopWrestling.com, especially the Godfather, Mr. Craig Smith. Very grateful to be a part of that group. grateful to the folks over at Envato Elements. So that is the show for this week. I will be back next week. And until I see you guys next week, this is Russell Wortham. And just like the Beatles sang all those many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys next week.